In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. I am glad to be with you today. The Lord is King. He is on the throne. He hears and answers prayer. And if we just trust Him today, everything's going to be okay. Everything will turn out okay on us because the Lord is King. The Lord is King, and He loves you. Now, I'm continuing to look at 1 Samuel 30, and I just want to repeat what we did just the other day. David and his men come to where they lived, called a place called Ziklag. The Amalekites had destroyed the place where David lived, all the homes, and taken all the people captive, especially his two wives. The people that went with David, the people who were his soldiers, when they realized that their homes and everything were desecrated and their wives and daughters were taken, they wanted to kill David. They wanted to kill David. They were so angry that they wanted to kill. But it says that David strengthened himself in the Lord. That David went to pray. That David went to seek the Lord. And after he sought the Lord, you know, the Lord told him to go to the Amalekites and to destroy them. In the meantime, he finds an Egyptian, and that's where I'm going to begin. And they found an Egyptian in the field, and they brought this Egyptian to David. And they gave the Egyptian bread and clusters of raisins, and his spirit came again back to him. He was sick, he was dying. For he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water for 3 days. The Egyptian, you know, that they found in the field was thrown away by his master because he got sick. But David feeds him. David blesses him. David gives him things to eat and things to drink. And he said unto the Egyptian, "Who do you belong to? Where'd you come from?" And the Egyptian said, "I am a young man of Egypt. I am a servant of the Amalekite. And my master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick." Imagine, this gets my goat. That here we have a sick person, that he's just being used like a piece of furniture. And when the piece of furniture breaks, just throw it out. This is a person. This is a man. We cannot treat people like this. You know, I know these Amalekites were pagans, but you know what? We do the same thing sometimes. You know, sometimes people get in trouble, and we just want to dump them. Or sometimes, you know, they disappoint us, and we just want to dump them. I'm going to tell you, that's not the way the Lord is. The Lord doesn't dump people. The Lord doesn't throw people away. He's not into the throwaway society. That's our society. God is not into the throwaway society. Jesus is into redeeming people. Jesus is into bringing people back from darkness into light. Jesus is into bringing people into the life of the Father. Jesus is into establishing the kingdom into people that are lost. Drug addicts, homosexuals, sex addicts, alcoholics, people out in the street. Jesus is not into the throne of society, you know. But yet we've learned that, you know, the throwaway society is what it's all about. When people disappoint us, we want to dump them because, you know what, they don't fit into our image and our likeness and our container because, you know, they're different. They're messed up. I'm telling you, the Lord specializes in messed up people. If people want to give their life back to Jesus, He specializes in messed up people. He does things that nobody else can do. He transforms people. Was there anyone any more messed up than St. Paul that was killing Christians? Was there anyone more messed up than Augustine? you know, who was into the good life and had a child out of a wedlock and a mistress. Was there anyone more messed up than many of the saints? But you see, Jesus is into messed up people. But you see, the messed up people have to do something. They have to cooperate with the Lord. They've got to give themselves to the Lord. They've got to say, "Here I am. I come to do Thy will." He doesn't want people to continue in their sin. But I'm going to tell you, He's not into throwing away people. Now here's this Amalekite master throws this Egyptian away because he got sick, and he says, "You know what? I don't need you anymore. You're just like a piece of tissue." I've used the tissue and I've just throw it in the bucket. You're not of any use to me, sick. You know, I'm going to tell you, that's not Jesus. And that should not be the Christian community, and that should not be the church. That should not be the church. And you know, I think today of the priests that have been let go because they've been accused, and oh my God, my heart goes out to them. My heart goes out to them. My heart goes, I was talking to one priest just recently. It broke my heart. This is a good priest. This is a priest that was accused. This is a priest that was in the courts been vindicated. But he's been thrown away. And I'm saying, you know, we cannot throw away people. We cannot throw away people. We cannot throw away people. This is the way the pagans acted. This is where the Amalekites acted, throwing away people. I'm telling you, if God is into anything, He's into two things. He's into His Son. Behold, this is my beloved Son. Listen to Him. And He's into people. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. And He gave Him for us. So our Lord, our Father, is not into throwing away anybody. I don't care who the people are. There's always hope. 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 Because our Lord Jesus Christ has given His life for us. There's always hope. There's always hope. I don't care what people have done. I can't judge people. I cannot judge their future by their past, because God doesn't. There's always hope. The Lord always has hope for us. But we live in a throwaway society, and we cannot go along with that throwaway society. We cannot do that as a church. We cannot do that as a Christian community. We cannot do that as a people. Now, I'm not saying, let's say a minister was in a sexual relationship that he shouldn't be into. I'm not saying that he should be reinstated right away. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that this guy needs time to get rehabilitated. And then, you know, after a while, he can come back. Because, you see, the Lord is into the second chance. The Lord is into the third chance. That's the way God is. That's the way God is. God is not like us. So, you know, you've just duped me too many times, and I'm not playing the game with you. I'm closing the door on you because you're no good. The Lord never says to anyone, "You're no good." The Lord always says, "There's another chance. I love you. And if you surrender your life to me, I can do things. I can do things. I can do things. I can do things. I can change you from the inside out." That's what my specialty is, changing people from the inside out. And that means that the church, the Christian community, I'm talking about the whole church, must never give up on people, must never give up on people. Never, never, never give up on people. We can't give up, you know? We can't make people change. We can't change people, but we can never give up. We can always hold out to them that there's a hope in Christ, that there's a life in Jesus, that Jesus transforms people, and that He's the God of the millionth chance. And He says, how many times do we forgive? 70 times 7 each day. You know, we've got to not only listen to things like that, we've got to believe things like that. We cannot be like the Amalekite master that threw this slave out because this Egyptian was sick and he was of no more use to him. I am not a piece of tissue. You are not a piece of tissue. We are not tissues that people can discard and stamp on and say, "You're no good." This is not what we are. We are made in the image and likeness of God. We have been made in the image and likeness of our Father, of Jesus, of the Holy Spirit. We have been made in God's image and after His likeness. And if we are Christian, He has poured out His Spirit within us. He has given us that we become become partakers of the divine nature, and we cannot throw people away. We cannot throw people away. We cannot throw people away. We cannot go along with our society. That's the society. That is not God's people. God's people goes after the broken, the poor, the lame. Just the other day was the Feast of St. Matthew, and there was Matthew, you know, Matthew the tax collector, that Jesus said, come and follow me. And after that, Matthew, the Bible says, had a dinner, and there they were, tax collectors and sinners, throwaways to the Jewish community. They were throwaways to the Jewish community. No good. They were no good. They were considered to be traitors, especially like Matthew, who was a Jew and worked for Rome. They were the throwaway society. But there is Jesus at the table with the throwaway society, eating with them. But not only eating with them, but our Lord Jesus Christ, he's looking for their hearts. I'm telling you, no one left that place that night at that dinner that Matthew ran without hearing about how much they were loved by the Heavenly Father, and that God had a plan for them, and that Jesus probably told the story maybe of the prodigal son or the lost sheep, and their eyes were as big and big as marbles, as big as snappers. You know what I'm saying? Jesus is not into throwing people away. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you've done. I don't care if you've relapsed on drugs 1,000 times. There's hope in the Lord. There's hope. He will pull you out. He will pull you out. If you set your heart on him, he will pull you out. You need to go to a meeting. You need to do something, but he will pull you out. He doesn't consider you lost. He doesn't consider you that, you know what, too many times have you disappointed me. I'm dumping you. That's not God. That's not God. Because I'm going to tell you, if that's God, I'm not going to follow a God like that. Because that's the way people are. That's the way people are. And I don't need a God that's just like people. I need a God that's going to care for those people that nobody else want. That's why Jesus put around himself those people that nobody else want. You look at those disciples. You look at those 12. They are the biggest dysfunctional people that you would ever want to meet. Peter, you know, he's opening his mouth all the time, and he can't put his life behind his mouth. James and John, they want to call down fire upon the Samaritan town because Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem and they don't accept Jesus. Let's call down fire. Then he had a zealot that used to kill Roman citizens. You know what I'm saying? You know, this group is crazy. Then he had an unbeliever, you know, Thomas. But not only Thomas, but Philip. Show us the Father, you know. Have I been with you so long, Philip, that you still do not know that if you see me, you see the Father? You know, these people were just, they were throwaway people. They couldn't even fish without Jesus. They were throwaway people. But they went to the whole world and converted the world. Why? We have Christianity because of them. Why? Because they went out. They were transformed by the Holy Spirit. They were transformed by the crucified, risen Lord. They went to the whole world and preached the gospel. We have the gospel because those 12 dysfunctional people became holy, awesome men of God because Jesus changed their lives. And it's still like that. We have the same Jesus. We have the same Holy Spirit. We never give up on people. God doesn't give up on people. God doesn't give up on you. Jesus doesn't give up on you. You know what he says? This is what he says. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing of what he's given me, but I should raise it up on the last day. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. Okay? You might be rejected by the church. I might even reject you. But Jesus says, I'll never reject you. If you come unto me, I'll never reject you. I'm not into the throwaway society. You're not a piece of Kleenex to me. That's not who you are. I've ransomed you with my precious blood. You're not a slave that can sit down and throw away because now you're of no use to me. You're of no use to me. That's not God. That's the society that we live in today. That's not God. You're no use to me. So I'm going to dump you. That's what the Amalekite owner did to that Egyptian. Going to dump him because he was of no use to him anymore. No use to him. He was sick. That's not God. And you know what? Sometimes I think that AA is more loving than the church. You can be who you are in an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. You can have a rotten day and you'll be accepted. You don't have to put on a happy face. Isn't that sad that the church doesn't accept reprobates like me? You know, when God found me, I was in the depths of a pit. He took me out of the pit, washed me out, and put a new song in my mouth. Thank God Jesus is like that. But he has raised up a people who are to show the character of Jesus that we need to be. We're called the church to have the character of Jesus, at least a little bit. That the lost come to us, and the broken, and the prostitutes. And you know that day that woman was washing the feet of Jesus with her tears, and she broke that alabaster jar, that was a prostitute. And he let her do it. He's not into the throwaway society. He's not into the throwaway society. And what about Mary Magdalene, seven demons perfectly possessed, and she's the witness of the resurrection. She's the witness of the resurrection. What about that woman? Jesus is not into throwing anybody away. And if you don't hear me today, I'm telling you it again. Jesus isn't into throwing you away. He is not into it. That's not God. Maybe you've been rejected by the church. Maybe you've been rejected by your father. Maybe you've been rejected by your teachers. Maybe you've even been rejected by me. I'm sorry. Jesus is not into rejecting you. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. That's what he says, and that's what he means. And that's who he is. You know, we come to him just as we are. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. And that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am. But I'm going to tell you, he doesn't keep us the way we are. He changes us from the inside out. He begins to do things from the inside out. I'm calling the Christian community to stop preaching alone and start loving people. I'm calling the Christian community to stop talking about Jesus alone and start being like Jesus. Call on the Holy Spirit to care for the people that nobody else wants. Because you know what? He'll look at us on the last day and say, I never knew you. I never knew you. I sent people to you and you scorned them. You treated them like a piece of Kleenex. You treated them like a rag. You treated them like something to be discarded. And I shed my blood for them. I'm calling the Christian community, all of us, to repent and to care for those people that nobody else wants. To love those people that nobody else wants. And to be the community of a second, third, fourth, fifth chance. And never reject people. Never reject people. Because God has a plan for people. We don't know what they've been through. We don't know what you've been through. And the Lord never rejects us. And I'm calling the Christian community to repent. Because we've looked for the beautiful people. You know what I'm telling you? We're all messed up. Everybody's messed up. We need Jesus Christ. We need salvation. We need his mercy. And if we can't care for one another, let's close our churches. If we can't care for one another, let's just close them down because they're of no use to God. They are monuments to humanity that lets go of people that are messed up. That's not what I want to be. That's not what I want to be. That's not what I want to be. I don't want to be that. I'm not telling you I'm perfect. I'm not telling you I've not rejected people. That's not what I'm saying. But you know what? It's time for us to repent. It's time for us to give our life back to him. It's time for us not to reject people. It's time for us not to be like that Amalekite slave owner, that when the Egyptian gets sick, or they disappoint us, or they sin against us, or even if they steal from us, that we dump them, and we throw them in the mire, and we say, no more! That's not God. That doesn't mean we don't have boundaries. That doesn't mean we don't hold them for downers. That doesn't mean we don't use tough love. But it does mean that we'd never reject people. church should be the place where nobody is rejected. But that's not true. That's not true. That's not. I'll never forget the day when Planned Parenthood came to St. Adelaide's in Peabody. We were going to Planned Parenthood all the time, and they decided that they would come to my parish, and they decided that they were going to intimidate us. I'll never forget that day. And so this was, you know, we were in a middle-class place, we're in the middle of the country, and here they come dressed up, and they have a mock crucifixion. A woman dressed up on a tree, and the mock crucifixion, and the people are leaving the church. The people are leaving the church, and they're disgusted. And the poor pastor comes up to me and says, "Look what you've done. Look what you've done. The people from Planned Parenthood, they're doing this, and our people won't come back." So I looked at him and I said, "Father, go downstairs and get them some lemonade and offer them. It's a hot day. Get them some lemonade and give them something cold to drink." And like a little subservient little boy, he went downstairs to get them some lemonade, and they all dispersed. They couldn't deal with the love. They couldn't deal with the love. They'd come to mock. They'd come to make fun of. But when somebody went to just give them some lemonade on a hot day, they just couldn't deal with it. They had to leave. They couldn't deal with the love. That's real. I didn't make that up. How could I make up a thing like that? How could I make up a thing like that? I can't make those things up. They couldn't deal with somebody caring for them while they were mocking the very Jesus that we loved. They couldn't deal with it. They couldn't deal with it. And I don't know where it came from that I said, "Go downstairs and get some lemonade." My Lord, that must have been the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit never worked through me, that day he worked through me. If he never spoke through me, that day he spoke through me. Where did that come from? I would never think about that. I would want to dig my heels in and go right after them. And I would want to say, you know what? They're going to dirty my name and I'm going to get thrown out of the parish. But that's not what came out of my mouth. Go and get some lemonade for them. And it disarmed them. I tell you, love always disarms people. Love always disarms people. Caring for people always disarms people. And I'm not telling you it's easy. Oh, no, I'm not saying it's easy. It's not easy to love. If you know about love, it's not easy to love. Look at the cross. It's not easy to love. That's love, sacrificial love on the cross for you, for me, not rejecting one. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. Not even Hitler if he came to Jesus. That's sacrificial love. Oh, we all talk about the cross. We all extend the cross. Isn't Jesus wonderful? And he is. He's more wonderful than I could ever imagine. But we don't live like Jesus. You know what? We just want everybody to come, and they want to look nice, and they have to be kind. And when they mess up, we want nothing to do with them. I'm not saying we don't use tough love. I'm saying, you know what? We don't reject anyone. The church should not be into reject. And I think of the poor priests. The poor priests that have been thrown away. All over the United States. All over the United States. All over. I'm not saying they should be back in ministry if they hurt children, but I'm saying they should not be thrown away. These are the anointed of the Lord. I don't care what they've done. Only God knows what was done to them. The Lord is always for the underdog. I know that to be true. You know how I know? Because I am the underdog. And the Lord is always for me and never against me. And my life has to be always for the underdog, no matter what they've done or how they've done it, because that's the way Jesus is. He's always for the underdog. Are you the underdog today? He's for you. Nobody else is for you. Everybody's rejected you. They think you're scum. But Jesus says, "I've got a plan for your life. I love you. I can transform you. But you've got to give your life to me. You've got to surrender your life to me by grace. If you need to go to a program because you're a drunk or whatever you are, he can heal you from the inside out. But you've got to take the proper steps. You've got to get on your knees and call in the name of the Lord and ask him for help. He will not abandon you. He will not reject you. And if the church has rejected you, I'm sorry, forgive us, because you know what? Sometimes we're so proud and arrogant, and we're looking for the best of the best. Well, I'm telling you, you're the best of the best, because you're the one Jesus died for. That's just the way it is. That's the way it is. We need to shape up, and we need to start looking like our Lord, and we need to start loving people, even imperfectly, but at least giving ourselves and never rejecting anybody. I pray, Father, for those people that are lost, for those people that feel that they're rejected, those people that feel like they're from the thrown away generation, those people that feel that they're like a Kleenex, that they're no good anymore. Father, in the name of Jesus, go after them. Good Samaritan Jesus, go after them and pick them up. Pick them up in their pain. Pick them up as they're weltering in blood and let them know how much you love them. Go to them, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, go to them and pick them up and tell them, with an everlasting love, I have loved you, and I shall never leave you nor forsake you. And I have plans for your welfare. I love you. I will never stop loving you. I've got plans for you. Even if your family's rejected you because you've done terrible things, I can start you over again because I'm into making new out of old through the blood of my Son. The blood of Jesus. Oh God, have mercy upon us all for being so unlike Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, come and bring the kingdom. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring the kingdom of God amongst us, in us, and around us. Come, Holy Spirit, make present the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Come, Holy Spirit, and renew us by the Holy Spirit. Come and go after those people. Let them know that they're loved. And come, Holy Spirit, and heal the sick now in the name of Jesus, by the power of his blood. I call on the power of God in the name of Jesus. Wherever you're sick, in your shoulders, in your eyes, in your mouth, be healed now in Jesus' name. I declare the kingdom of God among us. In the name of Jesus, be healed in your shoulders, in your eyes, in your hips, in your mouth, by the blood that was shed at Calvary. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.